Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So let's get it started, Victoria. Of the five things I have here as we get things started here on the Adam Gold Show, Paul Eihander in for Adam today. Adam's back tomorrow if you don't like what you hear today. But I hope you like what you hear today because you don't really have much of a choice. We will not be stuck in neutral. We are going to go hard today.
Yeah, we are.
Going to go hard today.
We'll make this a good Monday.
We will do UNC Duke here in a hot second, but I want to say that North Carolina State had the best weekend ever. As the antithesis of the Carolina Panthers, State had the best weekend ever, starting with State men's basketball getting a win on Friday, which it was Abilene Christian, and it was a 20-point win at home, of which I believe maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people actually witnessed it. But also, on Friday, Caitlin Tui, the all-star runner at State, women's cross-country superstar stud athlete, gets to run it back in cross-country. What do I mean by run it back? Pun well intended. She won the Southeast Regional. The Southeast Regional tournament finished first. Won the conference championship first. She is the defending national champion in cross country. This is an individual sport, of which also a runner from Duke also qualified for the nationals. She gets to actually defend her title in cross country. One of the most individual sports in the history of individual sports. This was her Friday. So if they're going to put up statues of people at State, she probably needs to get one too.
Yes, let's do it.
Just saying. Saturday, a football win, 26-6 over Wake, in the most rock fighty games of rock fightiness.
Exactly, and they don't have a good winning record in Winston.
They do not. The Bugaboo got pushed off the cliff.
Yes, did.
To forget what happened, but State, which all of a sudden became a running team once again with Brendan Armstrong at the helm. Brendan did all the things right, in which they controlled the ball for more than 40 minutes in that football game. Now, 26-6, great news for State. They get a win there. Sunday at Reynolds. Women's basketball team on national television in front of one of the rowdiest college basketball crowds in recent memory takes care of number 2 UConn, in which there is celebration all over the place. Saniya Rivers goes for 33 points. She called it as her coming out game. The transfer from South Carolina was so much faster than anything UConn could put on the court that UConn's going to have to figure out exactly what to do against the State team if they happen to hook up again. So for State, probably the best weekend you could imagine sports-wise with so many sporty things. All right, UNC and Duke. In the bell ringer field-storming game of field-storming games, Drake May left with way too much time at the end of the clock. That wasn't Duke's fault, by the way. They converted on a fourth down. I mean, that was a fourth down touchdown with under a minute to go. Drake, though, knowing that all he has to do is get into field goal range, takes the heels down. They get a great defensive stop in the overtime. They get the points that they need, put Duke on their heels. Duke just out of gas at that point. Just completely out of gas. At the end of that game, we get a nice field storming, a good feel-good from Carolina fans, and Mac Brown is ecstatic.
What a game. It was fun to coach. It was fun to watch both teams compete. I'm proud for Mike. He's done such a great job coaching there. He pulled everything you could pull. The onside kick, he faked the punt, they hung in there. They did the things they needed to do to hang in there. We had chances to extend our lead during the game and just didn't do it. We did a good job for red team at times. And, just really, really proud that these guys didn't get their head down and hung in there and found a way to win it all. Because that was a very difficult game to stay positive and keep your good body language and do the things you need to do to come out on top. And so proud of them.
I think, when there were 41 seconds left, we got the ball back and two timeouts, and I really thought we would, I thought we'd have a chance to score a touchdown. But really proud of Noah Burnett. He stepped up and twice late in the ball game had a pressure kick that kept us alive and gave us a chance to win. And I saw Drake May do some things tonight that are just unbelievable. I mean, he made play after play after play, including the two-point play that normal people just don't make. So I think he has to be the best quarterback in the country. It's just amazing to me that he keeps doing what he's doing. So proud to sit here with 8 wins, proud of the guys. This will be one they'll remember for the rest of their lives on senior night.
Clearly, Mac Brown at the local hibachi.
I know. Or you can hear the spatulas.
Right. I'm like, did they catch him in the shower at the end of the game? Hey, coach, we need you to come out and talk.
Well,
hey,
I'm
bathing.
Right.
Well, tell them to come in here. We had a good game.
Yeah, we got to have something.
Yeah, it was cold. Drake May, 342 yards. Tez Walker, 162 yards receiving. So the beneficiary of Drake's efficiency and execution. And Mac was very appreciative and very complimentary of Drake's ability to convert and be consistent and come up in the clutch again and again and again. And again, hats off to Duke's offense. I'm like, between the Jordans, the Moore, and the Waters, they gave them a fight. Like, offensive output, 47-45. Again, Chapel Hill is, if they could dome Keenan,
yes,
it's full arena football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Based on how cold it was, I do not blame anybody for storming the field after that one.
Yeah, just got to get the blood flowing.
Right.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we've been sitting here since 8 o'clock, and they're still scoring games.
Yeah.
Still scoring touchdowns.
When are we going to stop?
47-45, that final. Again, fantastic ball game all around. Hats off to the Heels for making that one. You know, for creating an atmosphere that allowed and coming up clutch for May. Hats off to Duke for showing up and putting up a fight. And, you know, again, 47-45, that's not a defensive battle by any means, but somebody had to make some stops, and the last stop had to come for the Heels, and they did it in the second overtime in that one. So well done for them. Here's the bad news for UNC, and again, bad news for Panthers fans, is that already the draft write-ups for Drake May are starting, and how he, as opposed to Caleb Williams, is a lot more clutch.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Comes up and makes the plays when you need him to make the plays. Makes smart plays. Makes good decisions. And yes, he does have weapons. Like Tez Walker, even Drake admits that, you know, Tez Walker allows him to throw deep balls. Like,
he does.
But the good news is that Walker catches all of them.
Exactly. So it looks good all around.
So it's... there's still hope, right? I mean, at 8-2, Heels still have some hope to do some special things. They could still, you know, win out with 10. They got a couple of tough ones coming up for sure, but all is right so far, and they get to ring the victory bell, and that's where it is. All right, ECU gets win number 2. I don't know if this says a lot about the Pirates at this point. 22-7 was their final over FAU, as we're getting you recapped over the weekend here. But the good news is this morning that the kicker for the Pirates, Andrew Conrad, was named Special Teams Player of the Week in the AAC. I don't know what this says about him as a kicker. Probably good things, because he converted on 5. The problem is that the Pirates are leaning on him so much that he had to make 5 outside of 40 yards or longer.
Wow.
Which is an NCAA record. He's only the third kicker in history to convert 5 field goals of attempts of 40 yards or longer.
Wow. He's making up for the ones that he's missed in the past, I guess. You're
correct. So the offense stalls, apparently, at about the 25.
Yeah, we're done.
It's like there's like this invisible wall. You know, it's like lasers in those Mr. Beast videos,
mm-hmm,
where you can't get past the lasers, and they're like, pss, pss, and uh-huh, then, all right, Andrew, we need you to come out and kick a 43, 44 yarder or whatnot. Well, at least he got some recognition for it. And that's positive news as ECU gets some feel good, right? It's been a long year for the Pirates. There's no doubt about it. I drive in to the Raleigh headquarters here, the Adam Gold Show, in from about 15 miles out. And I always seem to follow this one person who may not live in my neighborhood, but or maybe we just leave the house at roughly the same time, that has an ECU license plate on it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in like this really small lettering. Like it's not the vanity plate. It's right. It's the frame.
Right. I support you. I just don't want you to really see it.
It's the frame, but there's no sticker in the window. There's no alumni. There's no like NIL kind of collective kind of thing going on. But it's right there. And today I kind of wanted to wave and honk, kind of go, I feel you. And you should be proud of what happened over the weekend. Just be good with it.
You and Mike Houston just live in this moment.
Right. Just enjoy it. I'm like, just enjoy it. Because, you know, it's been a rough year. So good news for Andrew Conrad. Good news for ECU. Well done for them. All right. We're going to roll right back around to Wake Forest. Wake Forest struggling mightily. Again, 26-6 in the most rock fight of rock fights in Greensboro, in Winston-Salem. To where Wake is dead last in the ACC. 4-6 can still become bowl eligible, but how I compare to that game, so I went on a trip over the weekend, went up to Boston, visited some friends, had
That's
a good
fun.
Time. It was just a day trip, flew up.
Did you park the car?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, the longest line at Logan Airport is at the Duncan.
Yeah.
So that's not even it's like, you know what
of
it
course.
Is.
Of course, it's so cliche, yeah.
It's there. It's part of the gig, right? It's part of the gig. I hate doing that because I don't like stereotyping, but it is. There's a Bruins bar when you fly in.
Oh,
there's
yes,
a Bruins bar,
course.
And then right around the corner from the Bruins bar at the end of the concourse, before you cross over in Terminal A, everyone's seen it, there's a Dunkies.
Yep.
So I went on the longest Dunkin' run of Dunkin' run. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back, and you know, all the TVs in the airport are all kind of locked in on different channels and whatnot. And there's all the bars have ESPN and ABC and all the major networks. They're showing all the big games. But when you get into like where the flights are, gate A, whatever, the one that I was sitting at happened to have NC State and Wake on.
Oh, well, look at that.
Where I got to catch, unfortunately, roughly
unfortunately.
A third of that game on the airport TV. As I was planning to watch it, I had my iPad with me. I could watch it there, but I was like, okay, well, I'm sitting here watching it. There's a gate where we're all sitting at, and they're going to Indianapolis or wherever it was. And as soon as they did the call, everybody stands up and goes over to the gate. Like, they were not interested in this football game at all.
No.
At all. So I'm sitting there by myself, watching literally the paint dry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I compared the end of this game to watching paint dry. And I'm not even talking about the good paint. This is the primer paint that, if you've ever lived in an apartment, this is the paint that you put on the walls because you kind of nicked it up a little bit and you're hoping you can get some of your deposit back.
Exactly.
It's not even like the sheen paint or the stuff you can watch. This is the paint that you buy so you can do a little bit of touch-ups and pray that you get your $300 deposit.
And it's extra smelly, so you might get like a paint high from it.
That was the kind of paint drying that was watching Wake Forest play football.
Yikes.
It just wasn't interesting. It was incredibly one-dimensional. There is a play that is happening in Wake Forest that I've seen come put in play over and over and over again. And I know it's a recent trend because we're all living in the glow of Sam Hartman. But we all knew that Sam Hartman was leaving. And there's this blue-collar mentality, right? We're going to raise our own. We're gonna develop guys. It's going to be these three-star, four-star guys. They're going to do great things. They're going to do great things. And in a lot of cases, it does work. But Nebraska has been trying to raise its profile between three- and four-star guys for the last decade. It hasn't worked. I lived through it at Oregon back in the 90s and aughts. UNLV did it recently until Barry Odom took over this past year. Now they're like Mountain West contenders. They lived through a couple of bad coaches and a couple of bad buys. Let's put it that way. A couple of bad buys. They're finally getting around to it. The transfer portal, for as much as traditionalists hate it, and NIL, as much as people dislike NIL, it is part of the new way of doing things. and the only irreplaceable person that you can do that with and get out of this kind of steady paint drying watching football is by go getting the guys that you need to replace. Mm-hmm. The quarterback, the skill positions, that one amazing edge rusher that just needs more time. Now, granted, you can find diamonds in the rough and whatnot. But by the fact that everybody at this one gate that was watching this football game said,
yeah.
I've pretty much had enough of this.
I'm done.
Except for me, it was like watching paint drying. And it was just so sad.
Yeah, you just hope more for this
rival. So if we're going to watch paint dry, at least let it be the good paint. Not that scratchy paint that literally comes in a natural, just kind of like in a standard build. I don't want to upgrade. Just give me the stuff that I know when I put the magic eraser to it, it's going to scrape off to the drywall.
Yes.
Let's not have that paint.
Yeah.
Okay?
Or the one with the stubborn top that takes 20 minutes just to take off. Yeah.
Let's spring for the good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, some in-house issues with the Carolina Panthers. Diana Rossini of The Athletic reporting that while there may not be buyer's remorse for the Carolina Panthers, there might be buyer's remorse for the Carolina Panthers all across the franchise. What I mean by that is Frank Reich and the superstar staff that didn't quite become superstar staff. And if we ever learn lessons from history, which we should really learn lessons. Herm Edwards tried to do this at Arizona State University, where he surrounded himself with former college coaches, former NFL kind of head people to help him out. That turned into a qualified disaster at Arizona State. College and pros are completely different. Completely different. Totally get that. But when you look at what has happened in Carolina with the front office, with what is happening on the field, the personnel decisions that were made in giving money to Miles Sanders, in not trading Brian Burns away at his highest value, in things just go over and over and over again to where is this the right crew to develop the quarterback that they wanted? Bryce Young is not a bust, okay? He's not a bust. Anybody that calls him a bust, the fans cannot turn on him right now. You can't do it.
You don't use him as a scapegoat. That is not his fault.
This is an overall play for this entire franchise. And the weird bit about it is that it has come to like this quick turning on Young. And I'm not saying it's not Young's fault, too. Young has to overcome some things, too. As a rookie, you can overstate some things. You can make simpler decisions as a quarterback. But overall, what is going on is this jumbled mess that is happening in Charlotte that has to be fixed. And let's be fair, it's not going to get fixed in time for the Dallas game on Sunday.
Absolutely not.
It's not. Dallas just...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trounce the New York Giants with again, these are professional football players, okay? This is the highest level you're going to get. The Giants, they've thrown in the towel. They are trying to get below the Cardinals and below the Bears at this point.
Yes.
It's not like they're not playing with heart. There's some heart there, but still you lose by four scores. You don't question it, but you're kind of like, I see where this is going.
Yeah, we're just not going to hurt ourselves.
Right. And you see it as a Panthers fan. And to be honest with you, Victoria, I think others can feel the way that you feel.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be incredibly frustrated at what you see on the field.
Well, and I was just talking to my dad yesterday about this, and it's just this vicious cycle as a Panther fan where you feel like you're screaming at the TV saying, hey, you should be going left instead of right, or choosing A instead of B, but then somehow this staff just doesn't do it. And it just blows my mind that people are getting paid to make these bad decisions. I just don't understand.
Diana Rossini of The Athletic says there's a lot of lockstep that's happening. Like, they know that Bryce is, there's a belief that Bryce is still the guy. I think the fan base wants to go, hey, I want to invest in your jersey, but show me something, right? Like,
right.
The preseason people who bought the jersey, Bryce Young fans, like, yep, this is it. We made a splash. Now it's like, okay, can we sell a few more to those who are holding on to the, I don't know, what, Jake Delhomme jersey?
Or me. Yeah. Or Cam.
Kerry Collins. Yeah. I'm like, Derek Anderson.
Right.
Who I grew up like 60 miles from.
Yeah.
You know, offensive success, you know, starts at the top. And is it the right top? Or does the top just need to be reshuffled a little bit? Because Shane Steichen in Indianapolis is doing it with the Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 5-5. And I'm not saying that was a sexy win yesterday against New England.
Yeah.
But it was a dub. It was a dub.
I'll take it either way.
And that's what I think Panthers fans want, to like just kind of wrap themselves in a big snuggie.
Yeah.
And go, yes, this is the feel.
And the reason it's like extra cold, even with the temperature getting colder, is we have nothing to look forward to. Mm. Because next year, we don't have any draft picks. The teams that stink are getting better, and we're getting worse. So it's messing with us, too. And like you referenced earlier, me personally, I will stick to this. I will stay on this hill. I always have. They should not have gotten a quarterback this last draft, because I wanted Drake May. I wanted Drake May. There's just something different about a homegrown player. Look at Julius Peppers. They give you a little extra oomph when they really care about their team. Look at Joe Burrow. He really wanted to play for the Bengals. Like, that just adds an extra element. And they might play for less, so you could have more money to spend on other players to surround them with.
Well, I disagree with you on maybe they'll play for less. But I do get the vibe, though, and even May said it himself after the Carolina win over Duke. Carolina kid, growing up going to games at Keenan. Now, you know, people cheering for him, thousands cheering for him. There is that good vibe, that healthy atmosphere that can be built around that. We'll see where the Panthers can go. Again, this was supposed to be a Monday of Zen for Panthers fans, and instead, they get blown up by Kyler Murray's return in Arizona,
yeah.
And so they have to lose again over another weekend, and they see what could have been or what might have been with players that are no longer with the team.
Yeah.
So there's where we're at.
And then, of course, CJ Stroud wins, you know, in the last few minutes of that game.
He's being talked about as an MVP candidate, which I'm not quite buying in on yet, but if you did pull CJ Stroud off of the Houston Texans, I'm not really sure where the Texans would be right now. Yeah. Davis Mills is a serviceable quarterback, but the NFL is littered with serviceable quarterbacks, not special ones. And right now, C.J. Stroud, if by all accounts, is turning into one of those special kind of quarterbacks. And I don't think people in Houston right now are hesitating to buy his
Not at all. Nope.
Because, you know, they had J.J. Watt to buy jerseys. Up,
yeah.
So they've been looking for new blood.
They are at the Stroud station, that is for sure.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.